Justin Colquhoun. Now, you may or may not know the name, but I can tell you he is a stellar gentleman. We're going to introduce him shortly because he is all part of the Elite Horsemanship Demonstrations, 10, 12 p.m., and also 2 p.m. this afternoon. Justin, welcome to our studios here at 101.5 FM.
Thanks for having me.
Hang on, why are we not hearing you? Have we done something wrong? Let's try that. Hello. That should be better.
Thanks for having me, mate.
No worries. We fix everything here for you. Now, you've been doing this gig for how long now?
I've been training professionally, working with horses for the best part of 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah, so a long time now.
What got you started into it in the first place?
Oh, look, I've always had a fascination with horses, and it's been something that's kind of grown, and as I've matured, it's really developed into education. So now I travel the country and the world helping people.
What do you educate? What is it that you teach?
Yeah, well, I teach people how to connect with horses better.
You're a bit like a horse whisperer.
Well, kind of. I don't really coin that term too often.
You don't whisper to the horses.
No, I'm more of I talk a little bit firmer, a bit louder sometimes if you have to. So.
But you're an understanding person of how the horse should react?
Correct. Yeah, okay. So what we try to do is put the horse language in human language and make them understand each other a little bit more. So that's what I challenge.
Is it hard?
It isn't that hard, no. Once you spend a bit of time with horses, you can see how consistent their behaviours are and how their reactions are very similar.
So you can actually predict how they're going to act?
You can in a lot of the ways, yeah.
Seriously?
So when you spend some time with horses, and particularly similar types of horses, you can understand what they're trying to tell you pretty clearly.
Are they an emotional creature?
They definitely are. Yeah, they have good days and bad days, just like us.
And they love, they hate,
they definitely
get angry,
do.
Just
definitely
like we do.
Yeah, and you can really read them, because they're like a non-verbal animal. You know, they're really expressive through their body language, so we try and mirror that to connect with them better.
Now, how does a person, say, like me, who's got a natural fear for horses, think they're going to kick you into Timbuktu somewhere? A lot of horses don't do that, but how does a person like me combat that fear?
Well, firstly, you attend one of my horsemanship clinics, because I'll be able to help you with that.
And you're here at the...
And you can attend one of my demonstrations, and I'll show you a bit. But basically, what I try to do, when I take someone like yourself, I teach you how to confidently work with a horse on the ground. So how to move a horse's body parts and get them looking to you as their confident leader. Okay. And when I teach you a few of those basic things, it gives you the confidence to go do it yourself.
So for a lot of people out there listening, you can enjoy life with a horse.
Yes.
Within what, hours, minutes?
Oh, within seconds, within minutes. You can redefine the relationship you have with your horse very quickly by being that confident leader they're looking for.
So you've been doing this now for what, 15 years, you just said?
Yeah. Yep.
When you were a kid growing up, did you ever think you'd be doing this?
Oh, look, I was always fascinated with horses, and like I always wanted to do something with them. I wasn't sure what it was. It's kind of really matured and...
When was the spark? What was the catalyst that actually got you saying, this is it, this is my dream, this is what I want to do?
Well, I think it was, I worked in a show at the Gold Coast many years ago down there, that Outback Spectacular, and I was always training horses and working around that show. And after that experience, I went training full time, and I met Ian Francis, my mentor, and he took me through an apprenticeship, what I call it. And that was really me figuring out that this is for me, and it's the education of people, which is my real gift, I think.
And you go all over the country?
All over the country, yeah, we do. Expos in New Zealand. We're going to Europe later this year. We're doing a tour around Europe and Wales, Scotland and England and Denmark.
We were just speaking about your last name. You're from Scotland. You went there recently.
Yeah, we did.
What was it like going up to Scotland?
It was so good. It was like going home. I had this moment walking around a stream near Loch Lomond, and it was like I was going home, The clan's still intact, so I can't wait to go back there.
Awesome. So you got your own kilt, I guess.
We do. We've got our own tartan, so I'll be wearing it proud.
All right. Now, your relationship with Farm Fantastica, how's that going?
Awesome. I love this expo. It's so good to be a part of it. And there's such good people that have come and said hi to me so far. And we're really looking forward to our shows today and tomorrow. We're on at 10, 12, and 2 each day. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, you're also, of course, located. Just give us a rundown. You're near the Town and Country Pavilion, which is on the, it's more or less on the eastern side of the complex that we've got here.
Yeah. So if you look behind the amenities and canteen, there's a big indoor arena out in the livestock area where the cattle are. Yeah. And I got my horses in the indoor arena, and we've got a big stage set up in the center there. And it's all tiered seating undercover. So,
and lucky for those who can't make it, because maybe they're overseas somewhere and listening to this broadcast, you'll be able to hear the podcast a little bit and make a couple of photos we're going to take of you a little bit later on today.
Great.
Justin Colquhoun, absolute pleasure from you to be here in our studios from Elite Horsemanship, and you're doing your thing in about a little over an hour's time from now in this broadcast. So enjoy your day, and thank you for coming by.
Appreciate it, mate. Thanks for that.